So I have to rethink everything about me. I have to rethink about my health, my job as a doctor, because I was doing my program. I failed myself, my prosperity, and my relationship. I just wanted to find out what the heck happened to me. I knew, because I'm pretty intuitive, that there was something deep within me that pushed me to sabotage my health, my relationship, and sabotage my prosperity. So I had to find out what happened. But I knew one other thing. I believe in the law of cause and effect. Meaning, for every cause, there's an effect, and for every effect, there's a cause. Therefore, I knew that I have to find the cause, the deep-rooted cause of my problem, and I needed to find something to fix it. And that's how the mind clearing was born.
This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, Ninja Prospecting, the outreach team that makes cold connections feel warm and real. If you're tired of spammy DMs and the generic LinkedIn messages that go nowhere, Ninja Prospecting flips the script. They help coaches, consultants, and service-based business owners spark real conversations through strategic, human-first outreach. No bots, no fluff, just honest, data-backed messaging that sounds like you and actually gets replies. Talk to my friend Adam Packard and his team. Whether you want to do it yourself, get guidance, or fully hand it off, they've got you covered. Head over to ninjaprospecting.com and schedule a chat with Adam. Be sure to mention you heard about it right here on the Business Superfans podcast. If you're ready to get started, join their free community at school.skool.com/ninja-prospecting-7704 to maximize your connections and make the right new ones.
But I am the world's biggest super fan.
You're like a super fan.
Welcome to the Business Superfans Podcast. We will discuss how establishing business superfans from customers, employees, and business partners can elevate your success exponentially. Learn why these advocates are a key factor to achieving excellence in the world of commerce. We discuss the invaluable insights of business owners who have successfully implemented the strategies in the book to build their own team of devoted superfans. Gain insightful knowledge from the experts who create applications to help you create passionate superfans. This is the Business Superfans Podcast with your host, Freddie D.
Freddie!
Hey, superfans, superstar, Freddie D here. In this episode 138, we're joined by the remarkable Dr. Alain Salas, whose journey is nothing short of inspiring. From living on a sailboat and running a boat rental business in the south of France, to following a calling that led him to the U.S. to become a chiropractic physician, his story is filled with bold leaps and powerful transformations. After building a thriving practice, he found himself overwhelmed, burnt out, and facing some of life's toughest challenges, including divorce, a failing business, and even a cancer diagnosis. But rather than giving up, he turned his struggles into a quest for answers. That search led him to develop the Goal and Success Clearing System, a powerful three-step process that helps entrepreneurs break through limiting beliefs, increase sales, and achieve lasting success. Today, he's restored his health, rebuilt his life, and is passionately dedicated to teaching others how to unlock their full potential. Get ready for an incredible conversation filled with resilience, insight, and the tools to help you thrive. Welcome, Alain, to the Business Superfans Podcast. You and I had a good conversation before we got started recording. We're both from France in similar regions. I guess you're a little bit more south. I'm a little bit more west. I was in Bordeaux. You're from Lyon. Excited to have you on the show and learn a little bit more about your mind clearing method.
Thank you, Freddie. So refreshing to have your first name say correctly. Really appreciate that. And I'm super pumped up to have that conversation with you.
Yeah. So let's go back to the beginning, Alain, and I know that you started off in France and then you ended up being here in the U.S. for many years, but what's the backstory? So let's go back to the beginning and where you're at today and how did you come up with your mind clearing method and stuff like that?
Yeah, so it's basically, I'm just a simple man trying to find solution for my problem. right? I mean, it happens that I'm a doctor, right? I know a little bit about health and things like that. And so what happened, like you said, I came to the US, I graduated from chiropractic school. And to make a long story short, I make a practice of finding what kind of inflammation you've got in your body, what we call the chemical stress, right? And so I made a practice out of it. I had 4 employees. We were seeing like 250 patients a week. And I was living my passion. So everything was like, okay. They used to call me the gypsy in south of France, right? And so I came with a backpack, really, and I was living the American dream. I even find a French woman that I married. We met in a bar in Kansas City, Missouri, which is where I reside now. And we've got a daughter, Maya. And so everything was okay. I made it, right? I'm like, everything is good. But Freddy, when life's got in store more than you can imagine, he will let you know. And so within a year, because I was so focusing on my business, I started to burn out. When I was coming home, I was there, but I was not present, if you understand what I mean. And so my relationship went down the drain. I ended up divorced. And when you divorce with 6 years old, that's never a handshake. I mean, so many problems. And so I become pretty stressed out about that and depressed, to be honest. And what happened, my practice went from thriving to failing. I didn't have a heart for it anymore. And on top of that, I got diagnosed with early stage of colon cancer. So here I am. If you will be one of my patients, I'm going to say, okay, you need to do that to make sure that you're not going to get with chronic disease, and cancer is one of them. So I have to rethink everything about me. I have to rethink about my health, my job as a doctor, because I was doing my program. I failed myself, my prosperity, and my relationship. I just wanted to find out what the heck happened to me. I knew, because I'm pretty intuitive, that there was something deep within me that pushed me to sabotage my health, my relationship, and sabotage my prosperity. So I had to find out what happened. But I knew one other thing. I believe in the law of cause and effect. Meaning for every cause, there's an effect, and for every effect, there's a cause. Therefore, I knew that I have to find the cause, the deep rooted cause of my problem, and I needed to find something to fix it. And that's how the mind clearing was born.
Wow, what a backstory. And I can appreciate where you're coming from, because same thing, when I was in charge of global sales, I was traveling a lot. My wife at the time was also a flight attendant, so we had a jet set lifestyle. We ended up doing Valentine's Day on Champs-Élysées in Paris because we could. And we traveled a multitude of places. And then my daughter was born, and I kind of went through this very similar situation. As you know, I started a business. A bunch of software developers wanted me to represent their products, and so they helped me start a business because I was so good at growing other people's products. And I stopped being a husband and went 100% business guy. I'd be up at 4 o'clock in the morning because I was dealing with, you know, Israelis. I was dealing with French, Spanish, the UK, and I was selling into Australia and everything else. And our marriage just completely disintegrated. We were married for 5 years. We had no issues. Our daughter comes along, and then we stopped being husband and wife. And so I can completely get, and yeah, itself disintegrated. They moved to Ohio, and I had to commute once a month to go visit my daughter. So I can completely understand and appreciate what you went through, because I went down the same road.
Yeah, that's a picnic, but what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right? And that was really what I found out. And without that experience, I mean, that was a lot, right? So many different aspects of my life. But I have no regret I will do that again, because I've been a different man. This allowed me to start my transformation and growth and be able to create that mind clearing, which is, I would have never even dreamed be able to create like a technique that's so powerful and so empowering to people. I think it's a very important thing, whether you see, like they say, the glass half full or half empty. When you understand that all the setbacks that you may experience, all the challenges you may experience, but actually it's a good opportunity for you to get better and grow from that, and to make sure that you can learn from those experience. And mind clearing can go so much deeper into the mind to make sure that we can change our programming. And we're probably going to talk about that, right? Which is the key of our failure and successes.
Yeah, because the movie in your head, as I kind of call it, you have to change the movie, because it's otherwise it's going to keep replaying and keep repeating itself. And it's like a broken record, and you go up, and I've experienced it where I've gone up and I've self-sabotaged and shrunk back down. So yeah, let's get into that.
Well, let's introduce to our listeners what is the mind, because we already talk about on healing or mind-body connection. And let's get the basic stuff about the mind, because, you know, Freddie, what I noticed, it's not lots of people are aware of what I'm going to tell you. And that's something that is pretty accessible. You can even Google it, that thing, right? And so it's kind of like we are living in two separate worlds at the same time. So what do I mean by that? We've got the outer world, which is basically our conscious mind. So what we are aware of, your self-identity, your personality, you are aware of what? Your thought, your emotion, your action, and your behavior, right? And so that's your conscious mind. With your conscious mind, you use your sense, and that's how you perceive your reality, to keep it very simple. And you've got a mind that is very secretive, kind of mysterious. We don't really know what the heck is going on down there, right? And we're going to call it the subconscious mind. That subconscious mind records everything you have been doing in your life from age zero to now. All your skill as a businessman, as a podcaster, as whatever requires skills in order for you to perform are stored in that subconscious mind. All the automatic process in your body that you don't have to think about it, like breathing, your heartbeat, your digestion process, all come from your subconscious mind. So I started to be very intrigued by that subconscious mind. And I started to dig a little bit more and more. And there's two things that I'm going to mention, and that hopefully is going to make you rethink about actually who you are as a person. That's how powerful it is. So the number one thing that really got my attention, it's like your conscious mind processes data at 11 bits per second. Your subconscious mind processes data at 11 million bits per second, meaning 11 million times more. So basically, I'm here, I'm listening to you, you're listening to me. We process data at 11 bits per second. That's what we are aware. But at the same time, there's more, 11 million minus 11 is processed by your subconscious mind. And we don't really know what it is. And that's a fact. So that showed me how powerful that subconscious mind is. So I got more intrigued. And when I realized that our conscious mind, so who you think you are, your self-identity, basically your persona, is only 5 or 10% of your mind. Therefore, your subconscious mind, right, is 90 to 95% of our mind. And yet, when we want to perform in business, when we want to transform our health, when we want to grow as a businessman or as a man, what are we focused on? Only our conscious mind, meaning that we are using only 5 or 10% of our mind power. So I thought to myself, why not bringing the subconscious mind to a party and using 100% of mind power, right? That would be nice. And that's what the mind clearing technology has been about.
You're absolutely correct, because I had a friend that he's still around. He's 93 now. And he was using hypnotics to help people get past addictions, get past depression, weight loss, and bad habits. He changed a lot of people's lives because he dove deep into the subconscious mind. Basically, he would erase some of the back historical things and replace. And he would bring up that some of it starts in the womb. As he would talk about, while you're still developing, if your mother and your father are arguing and all that stuff, that's already starting to program you. It was quite interesting how he looked at things. And him and I have been friends for now for almost 20 years. So I can completely appreciate where you're going with this, because I understand it.
Yeah, and what you have to add for even a deeper understanding, so we all have been programmed. You have been programmed, Freddie. I have been programmed. Everybody listening to that program has been programmed. So how does it work? For example, from age 0 to 7 years old, we are like sponges. We actually use even different brain waves. We've got theta wave, like you say, it's hypnotic stage, beta wave. So we like sponges, and we like what's happening in the outside world, we think it's truth, right? We assume it's truth. So if you assume one time, two times, it becomes a program. And here's the thing, those programs are stored in your subconscious mind. So lots of it you are not aware of. And so how powerful are those programs? Well, let me give you an example. Let's pretend there's a little girl that dad is a drunk. He comes back every night drunk, beat up the mom. What do you think that little girl's going to attract down the road when she's getting a romantic relationship? What kind of man she's going to attract, Freddie?
Same thing.
That's it, an abusive abusive relationship. So I want to make two comments on that. First of all, if you ask that woman, she's a woman now, right? And if you ask her, oh, by the way, do you enjoy to get beat up like your mom? She's going to say no. The conscious mind is going to say no. But the subconscious mind has been programmed as men are predators and women are prey. Now, there's another comment that I want to make. How she's going to attract that man? She goes, hey, you, can you come and beat me up? It's not going to work that way. So it's kind of the only way it can work. It's like our subconscious mind are all connected to each other. We can read each other. And I'm going to play the role of a subconscious mind or that woman. So the subconscious mind is going to whisper to the conscious mind. And it's going to go like this. Hey, look at this guy. He's got the predator program. He has been bullied and now he's a bully. It's a perfect match. Fall in love with him. And after the subconscious mind of the man is going to be like that. Look at that woman. She's got the prey program. She wants to be bullied. She wants to be abused. We have a perfect match. Fall in love. Boom. Opposite attract, right? And there's three different case scenarios. Scenario number one, she marries the guy and gets stuck in that abusive relationship for the rest of her life. And we all know or have heard of story like that. For example, she will get abused, she calls the cops, get beaten up, and still doesn't press charges. And we say, why is she still with that guy? Because of that programming, Freddie. That's because of that programming, override everything. And the second case scenario, she's going to get with this guy, maybe have a kid along the way, find another guy. And after, there's two ways that they can process the thing. The first awareness, it's when you put your finger in the fire, you say, ooh, that burn. You put your finger twice, that burn, and you say, okay, I'm done putting my finger on the fire. So this kind of woman will tell me, Dr. Salas, don't talk to me about men. They are not good for me. I'm done with relationship with men. That's a certain awareness that comes from the experience. But because we can learn from our life experiences, the true healing will be she's going to attract somebody totally different. Somebody, a man that is very kind to her, a man that respects her, a man that sees her as an equal. And that's how you know that you heal. And just scenario number three, she can come to see me or some other people that deal with a subconscious mind. And like you say, it's very important. Number one, to delete that program. After you want to download a new program, your ideal outcome. And what usually people forget, it's number three, you want to make sure that it's going to manifest into your life. But it's not a fantasy into your head. You want to make sure that it's going to be created, it's going to be manifested. Delete, download, and achieve goals are the three step of a mind-clearing process.
Yeah. And it's applicable. You talked about from the relationship aspect, but I'm going to twist it around and talk about that comes into play big time as well in business and how they're dealing with their teams and how they're dealing with suppliers, distributors, contractors. And as the business owner, if they've got a negative historical information, that's going to play out in a business environment.
Yeah. Even if you look at the pyramid of sell, the base of the pyramid is the deep inner state. And after, of course, you've got the body language, you've got the voice, you've got the script. So everybody can learn a script, right? But the deeper inner stage, if you don't have access to the subconscious mind, you cannot change it. And you cannot change your mindset. But here's the big mistake, because we think that what is real is what we can see. But the invisible, like the subconscious mind, is so powerful. I can see you on that podcast. I can hear you. But all behind the scene, those are waves going to satellite frequency and things like that, that we cannot see, we cannot perceive. And who's doing make it work? It's those invisible frequency and energy, whatever you want to call it, behind the scene that makes it work. It makes it real for us because our sense can perceive. Obviously, our eyes can see, we can hear and speak. But really, the big job is done behind the scene and it's totally invisible. It's like with our phone, the same thing.
So again, putting that into the business aspect, I've seen where leaders are not really empowering their team. Their mindset is that employees should be grateful that they've got a job and they don't treat their coworkers appropriately because of the baggage that they've got. I remember not too long ago, there was an individual at this company. She felt that she knew everything better than everybody else. and would criticize everybody, and it was her way, and she would over-talk you. And when you look at the background, which I learned a little bit about her background, she came from a broken home. And she was living that in the work environment.
Yeah, that's totally true. And the only way, again, to change it, because how can we fix it? First of all, you need to be aware of your problem, like with everything. But when you're aware, how can you fix it? Can we have a simple technology that can fix it? I can say, yeah. When we talk about program, right, Freddie? Let's compare our mind as a computer. It will be the same thing. So your hard drive is your brain, the physical aspect. And after, your software is your subconscious mind. That's your computer work. And the output of a software is your conscious mind. After, the behavior is reflected on the screen of life. So if I've got lots of positive programming, because we can have positive programming, it's possible. And we call that empowering belief, but we can call that positive programming. So let me give you an example of that. It's like you just working today, right? And everything is working according to plan. It's kind of like your mind is really fully working for you instead of against you, right? And you're like super productive and you've got relationship with other people that is very harmonious. And you say, man, what a great day. So this is a day that, you know, you end up with empowering belief, with positive programming. And there's what we call the negative programming or limiting belief. What happens is like your mind is working against you instead of working for you. So the typical day, like you are not productive at all what you're doing is not working. It's even counterproductive. And you say, man, I wish I would have stayed in bed today because this is not really doing the trick for me. So we all have days like that, right? And so that's where it's coming from. It's very important, like when you've got a program that is not working for you, in your computer, what are you going to do? First, number one, you're going to delete that program. After you go to the Play Store or whatever that program is, you go to download it. You don't even have to find out what are your limiting beliefs. It doesn't matter. Because how do you expect to find out what's causing your problem using only 5 or 10% of your mind and wanted to crack the code of 90 to 95% of your mind? It's not your odds are pretty much against you. And the number three, you want to make sure that your result that you've seen on your screen or your screen of life, that's the outcome that you want. That's the scheme of a business result that you want to see. And so that's why I say that the goal setting, the way it is, it's incomplete. It's flawed because we don't use the power, our power of our subconscious mind. Imagine you've got the technology. You can use the subconscious mind to make sure that you're going to actually be able to reach your goal faster and with more ease. Why not doing that way, right?
So share a story of how you worked with somebody that was getting themselves in their own way and using your mind clearing method, you kind of transformed them to where today they're thriving.
Yeah, I mean, the one come in mind is a businessman, but he's got a partnership in a company, right? He works at home, right? And he say, man, I'm not productive at all. I just cannot focus. I cannot be efficient, right? And I feel like a loser, feeling less than a man. And that's his own word. And what I said, it looked like there's problem focusing because he used to be very performant. Now he feels shameful because with your partner, he said, what's going on, right? He's afraid of losing his partnership and all that. And so we started on that motivation and make sure that he's got a purpose. That's very important, right? The purpose is basically why you do what you do. Right. And so this is ignore sometimes. This is your fire. Your purpose is your fire. And after your action is the log you put into the fire that make a bigger fire and reaching your goal to have a fire that you want. And so we started to work on that. I would say within a couple of months, he reached the goal that he set up. He was keep up with all the job, all the work that was behind because he was freaking out. He said, man, I've got all that work behind. I don't know what to tell them. He keep it up and write on it. But even better than when he was before and performing so much better. And he's got that peace of mind. Imagine all the stress he was under, all the guilt he felt. Right? It's kind of when you're stuck, you just cannot help it. You hit a wall and there's no door that to go to the outside. And for him, the mind clearing was the door to go outside, but to propels him to better level. And that make a huge difference on his life. Having the purpose was so important.
Yeah, that's your compass.
Yeah.
So that's your compass. You could safely say that he's now a super fan of you because you've helped transform his life back from a negative to a positive and thriving mindset. And business-wise, he's achieving his goals.
Actually, he didn't say super fan, he said Superman. I feel like Superman. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, but when you train somebody, they become what I call a super fan, and they're telling everybody else that the transition that they've gone through because of the work that you've done, that brings you more business. When it's that word of mouth marketing, you can't pay for that. That's the best kind because that gives someone ready to make a decision because so-and-so says, you need to talk to my friend Alan, he'll get you squared away and straightened out. You just go. Because that's a trusted friend that tells you need to deal with that. When I was selling technology, because so-and-so would reach out and say, okay, we're doing overflow work. I need to buy your stuff. They call me up and says, hey, Jack says I need to buy this. How much? How fast can you get it to me? And the time was really doing the paperwork. The sale was done because you're getting the same thing from the people that you're transforming. They become your sales force.
Yeah, if I give you credibility, and it's maybe more than half of the way already, maybe three-fourths of the way, I always have a cash practice. The referral is like the engine of the practice. And so word to mouth, that's definitely the way to go. And it brings you so much satisfaction. People will refer likes. So if you like somebody, you had a big contact, a very good relationship, more than likely the person that is going to refer you is going to be the same vibe, if I can say that, right? And so you got a better idea also who you're going to get. So it works both ways. They've got a credibility towards me, like a trust, like you say. But also I do, right, in a way that I say, oh, this and this, all right, I can trust you too. So it's such a good exchange of energy.
Yeah. And I think both personal and in business, I think we need to probably take time to kind of recharge our brain, for lack of a better way, but an accurate way of recharge your cell phone, recharge our brain with some positive energy to it and some positive information. Because in today's world where you get stuff like this in seconds and you get barraged by it, and most of it is all negative, it's all because that's what makes the headlines. So you're getting polluted with a bunch of garbage coming at you. That I think, you know, what you're talking about, what you're doing is you're helping people recycle their brain a little bit and get rid of all that negative information and recharge it with some positive things.
I'm so glad you brought that up. If you look at the stats of our thought, it's not pretty, Freddie. It's not pretty. 80% of our thoughts are negative. 95% of our thoughts are going to be the same as the day before. So it means like we have a guinea pig in that rolling wheel and just spinning and spinning and spinning again. 40 to 60,000 thoughts a day. So we are too much in our head. We are stuck in our head. So it's hard to have peace of mind. And the thoughts are coming from where the negative thoughts are coming from? Your negative programming. And the negative programming, of course, we say it can be like when you're a kid, but it can be at any time. Like if you do experience PTSD, that's a negative programming that can actually be a tsunami for your life at so many different levels. And it's hard to recover because people have tendency to focus on healing the conscious mind. That's so important to be aware of how we are how our mind works and how we can change it. I'm here to tell you, it's not difficult. You just have to speak the same language. I used to travel a lot because when I was doing my boat rental business, I had 5 or 6 months, I was on vacation. I used to travel a lot and go to the South Hemisphere and all that. And when I was like with a guy that you got a good feeling about, and we didn't speak the same language, that was so frustrating to me, this kind of missed opportunity. I feel like in my field, it's kind of the same thing because they will tell you, oh, you know what, if you want to clear your limiting belief, you need to identify, and we know now we don't need to replace but what you want, what you don't want. And after you need to do a lot of repetition of this, of affirmation, of visualization. You need an iron wheel, man. It's not very specific on top of that. So they don't speak the same language. That's what I feel. With a mind clearing, I had a podcast yesterday. I treated the guy on the podcast, and because he was really interested, I said, well, get a treatment, no problem. I treated him. He couldn't believe the first reprogramming of the deletion, the negative emotion was totally gone. And we were not even finished up with step one. We got frisked. And so people sometimes get confused about, you want to delete, you want to get rid of what you don't want. But I'm glad that your friend that was into the hypnotism. I had the awareness that you need to replace. It's kind of like you open a file cabinet and you tell your subconscious mind, you open the file cabinet, you get this file, you open up and say, I don't want this, but instead I want that.
Yep.
And make sure this is going to happen. And you close the file cabinet and boom, you want to manifest that. And so everybody's talking about mindset, the mindset of growth. And of course, it's key. What is the number one person in your business is you, right? I mean, it's nobody else. It's very wise to work on yourself and to be able to reach a goal. And talking about goals, really the way we think about goals is kind of like this. We've got a preconceived idea how we're going to reach that goal. Okay, give me a goal that you want to reach or somebody you think want to reach. Give me an example, a goal that you want to reach. Can you give me one?
Sure, yes. I would love to have a nice house south of France with an ocean view. I saw one and it was for 2 million euros.
Okay. So your current reality, you don't have a house in south of France, right? And your goal is to reach, to be able to buy that house. The first step, there's no doubt. All the doubt that you have, that oh, I'm not sure if this or I need to do this, we need to clear all that. We clear all the resistance that can prevent you to reach your goal, even if you didn't start it. The preconceived idea that, oh, but I need to have this, otherwise it's not going to work, or all the uncertainty that start with. So we get rid of all that. And we want to make sure that you visualize, because we use a process of visualization in order to find that. So you basically, I will ask you, okay, visualize you not getting the house. And so that's the negative things. That's what you don't want. You want to get the house. So we will visualize yourself not getting the house, right? Feel the emotion, all that. It doesn't really matter. But after, what we do, we delete that. Literally delete. How it makes you feel. Sometimes it's good to gauge, right? So from 0 to 10, I feel sad. 10 over 10. And after the end of deletion, you're neutral. There's no feeling about it. It's just gone. Sometimes even the picture change and you're getting the house. And after number two, I say, why don't you visualize that house that you want? Just visualize it. And after, we're going to do the download program that we customize specifically to you. But you're going to do the download to yourself in that picture. It means just giving you the technology, empowering you yourself to use your own ability to get your goal, right? To reach your goal, to achieve your goal by using your own 90 to 95% of your mind power, meaning your own subconscious mind, because that's your picture. And after number three, I'll say, okay, what is the first step that will make you realize that, oh, my, now my frame of mind is so much better. I've got a better mindset. I'm more positive. So we'll take one step. Within a week or two, we can figure out how successful you have been on that step. So you do that, and whatever you didn't lack while taking the step, or you think that you had some resistance taking the step, or for example, you may be disappointed by an agent, or maybe you were expecting that deal and didn't go through. So we'll delete all of that. Because why people quit? Because it becomes too hard. That's that simple, right? It becomes too hard.
Quit.
That is the thing. Usually motivation, certainty, and clarity and focus goes down like this. The more you take the step. And like this, you know, they can quit, right? So with a mind clearing, it goes like this. Because each time of a step, when we're going to do delete all the resistance, you're going to have more clarity in your mind, right? You're going to have more focus and less doubt. So you're going to have more certainty. And after you take another step and boom, we do that again and again. So your level of consciousness get higher and higher. You are more clear. You are more focused. You are more certain. So you get access to knowledge that you didn't have access before. And after you realize, oh, but if I do it this way, and you may have some opportunity that you didn't have before because you open up yourself to it, because you have less things that are holding you back. And so you rise to a new level of consciousness, actually, or being, if you want. And so what happens, you become more open-minded. And when you become more open-minded, you can have access to different possibilities. And what you think you had to do in order to reach your goal when you started your goal, maybe like totally different. Now you can course correct and say, oh, I've got now this new information. I'm going to get this deal and I'm going to get the $2 million in 6 months. And you thought that prior, it will take you 2 years or 3 years. And so that's what happened. And it's so key to understand that, because when I started, it took me 3 years, right, to get that mind clearing the way it is, because it's truly original. There's not such a thing as like I got some insight, you know, that's the best way I can describe it. And I remember at the beginning, I'm going to say, I'm going to explain that. I had no clue I will explain that. But guess what? I treated myself and I get more awareness and I got access to new knowledge. And now I can pretty much explain it, what's going on. And so after you've got new ideas, you become more creative. You've got less filters between your creativity and be able to receive that creativity. And it's such a blessing. It's more about a mindset. I call that open mind, open heart, and open will. Because when you get rid of some limiting belief or negative programming, your heart becomes much more open. And so the way we have been told to choose things is using only our analytical mind. But we are much more than 5 or 10% of our mind, right? We are much more than that because that's only your conscious mind. What about the subconscious mind? I'm going to give you the mic now because I can talk about that and go even deeper if you want to.
Yeah, no, it's a fascinating thing because, like I say, I've known my friend and I've seen him transform people's lives and that were addicted to stuff, dealing with the depression or not be able to make money. And he's got the stories and the video stories of the people that he's transformed to where their life is completely different. I did some work with them a little bit to help him out with some stuff before he retired. And people would come in 10 years later into his office and say, just to stop by and say hi. And I witnessed them telling him how he had transformed their life. So what you're talking about is very important because it affects yourself. And it all begins with you, because if you want to become a really successful business person or successful in a relationship, it begins with you. And then that transcends to everybody that you're in contact with. So if you're not whole with yourself, that's going to come across to everybody you're dealing with. And if you're going through some depression stuff and everything else, that's going to affect your workplace, your team that you've got working for you. And, you know, that negativity and that self-doubt, they're going to eventually pick up those bad habits. That's going to transcend to dealing with prospective customers, existing customers, suppliers, everything else. And then you're wondering why your business is going no place. It all begins with you. So what you're talking about is very, very important because it begins with you and you got to get yourself out of your own way. Lack of a better way, but an accurate way of explaining it.
Like you say, it's essential. It's really essential. And it's about like good vibe and bad vibe. And so we can perceive more than we are conscious of. And that's so very important.
So you're going to attract negativity. You're going to attract negative people. You're going to attract positive and you're going to create energy. And so you can go into work environments where the energy is not there. People are there because they got to collect a paycheck. And then you go into some other places and everybody's excited, everybody's welcoming. Oh, yeah, come on in. You're welcome. Everything else. You can night and day experiences.
Just one thing I want to add. What I like with the mind clearing is you can learn it and do it on your own, like I did. So it's really empowering you. You can use that technique for you and even your loved one, right? If you want to help, because we're talking about goal and success. That's only one part of my program. The part of a program is called the body clearing, which I treat pain. It gets real. I don't know anybody who would claim to be able to treat pain just reprogramming your mind. And I knew I was under something when I was able to treat pain. And you treat pain, body symptom, inflammation in the body. And that's another part of the body clearing, more for coaches and health professionals. And what I want to say, it's very important to understand that you are so much more powerful than what you have been told. You're not 5 or 10% of your mind. You are actually conceived to succeed and programmed to fail. You need to go back to that inner state, that conception, because like you said, it's not even your birth. You can get programming from your mom, and it's just very important. But at conception, you are all that. You are all spirit, right? And after all those limiting beliefs come in your way, of course, it's not your fault. That programming has come from other people and some situation that you are in. But when you know that there's a way that you can deprogram yourself and change all that, that becomes your responsibility to do something about it.
So, yes, great conversation. Alan, you and I could talk on this for hours, but as we kind of wrap and get close to the end here, how can people find you and learn more about your mind-clearing program and some of the other things that you do?
Yeah, so they go to themindclearing.com. There's a contact and there's a form that shows up. And if as I mentioned, your podcast, and they want to experience, because true knowledge is about experiencing things. If they want to experience their work with me, they can have reprogramming, right? You will understand right away what this is about. You will get 20% off, something like that. And after, if you want to learn the entire system, I will give you 50% off. Because I think it's very important that people get their mind in charge of their mind and be able to change that programming by themselves. So my goal, it's empowering people to heal yourself, to transform themselves, to grow, and to become the businessman they are always dreamt of.
Thank you so much for your time, Alan. And it was a pleasure having a conversation. Like I said, you and I could talk for days on this stuff, and we would definitely love to have you on the show down the road.
Thank you, Freddy. I appreciate it, and bonne journée.
What a powerful conversation today. Pillar N is nurture. Build stakeholder loyalty. It's about creating deeper relationships with clients, team, and partners that fuel long-term success. Dr. Alain reminded us that when you clear the mental clutter, you open up space to connect more authentically, not just with yourself, but with the people who matter most in your business. So here's your challenge. Take one relationship this week, client, teammate, or partner, and approach it with more persistence and clarity. The result? Stronger trust, better communication, and loyalty that lasts. And remember, one action, one stakeholder, one superfan closer. Until next time, keep building your business superfans. Thank you for listening, and know this, when you do, freedom follows.
We hope you took away some useful knowledge from today's episode of the Business Superfans Podcast. The path to success relies on taking action. So go over to BusinessSuperfans.com and get your hands on the book if you haven't already. Join the Accelerator community and take that first step in generating a team of passionate supporters for your business. Join us on the next episode as we continue guiding you on your journey to achieve flourishing success in business.